It's a beautiful day today here in Omaha, Nebraska. It's April 12th, 2014. I don't know about some of you, but I'm so grateful the winter seems to be ending. I felt like the winter just wouldn't stop, but it's great to see the nice weather and to be able to enjoy traveling again and doing things. Today we're going to be starting on the fourth aspect of the blood of Jesus Christ. Since the beginning of the year, we've been having this time in our devotions discussing the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus. And today we're going to start on the fourth one, which is, through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. And we're going to be remembering that theme as we consider Romans 5, verse 9. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Okay, excellent scripture. And today our message is entitled A Hunger and a Thirst for Righteousness. A Hunger and a Thirst for Righteousness. The word justification is a rather tiresome theological term whose true meaning is often or has been obscured. We will first look at the word, then we will try to explain it and its meaning. The central theme of Romans is righteousness. If you look at the book of Romans and evaluate it, that's what you find. Many centuries before, Job had asked the question, how then can man be righteous before God? Job 25, verse 4. The book of Romans presents God's answer. If we are interested in righteousness, we will be interested in Romans. John said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew 5, verse 6. We can hunger and thirst for healing or prosperity without being blessed. But when we become hungry and thirsty for righteousness, then we will be blessed. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Romans 5:9. Notice that we have been justified by his blood. In both the Hebrew and the Greek languages, there is one word that is translated as either just or righteous. In Hebrew, the word is tzedek, and in the Greek, it is dikaiō. But no matter how it is translated, it is the same word. In English, we tend to refer to just in terms of legality and law, but righteousness in the terms of character and conduct is more so equated to. There is no such division in the languages of the Bible. Having been justified by his blood means the same thing as having been made righteous by his blood. It is so very important that we recognize the fact that the blood of Jesus can make of us a vessel of honor. And that vessel can be made righteous through the efficacious power of that blood being applied to our lives. And we can become justified, made right in the sight of God because of it, and saved from wrath because of the love of Jesus Christ at the cross. In the next week or so, we're going to be celebrating Easter and talking about the resurrection of the Lord. There's going to be a lot of talk about Calvary and the blood of the Lamb, but there's also going to be talk about the resurrection and the power of God to become the sons of God. Because it is because of that resurrection power and his life-giving source to us today through faith that we can receive redemption of sins through this shed blood. And I'm so thankful today that we can be justified. And it doesn't matter if it's in the Hebrew language or in the Greek. It can make a change, a difference in our lives, and that righteousness can become our character and conduct. Because Christ in us becomes expressed through us. Many years ago, when I was a young man growing up in the church in Ottawa, Illinois, the name of the church now is Christ Community. And when I was there, I'll never forget at one time, Pastor Nordstrom gave me a tape. It was by R.P. Klepper, who was a doctor, and he had taught at a Bible college in Minnesota called the Apostolic Bible Institute. And in this lesson, he gave all the medical aspects of Calvary. It so convicted me and so touched my heart. And it was like a week later, I was to lead in song service again. Many times I would. And that particular morning, we started singing about the blood. And I just couldn't handle it. And I found myself kneeling down and just overwhelmed, remembering what Dr. Kleber had said, and the power of the Lord and this visitation of the Holy Spirit kind of ministering to me about what it meant for Jesus Christ to give his life for me. And Pastor Nordstrom had to take over at the pulpit and continue with the song service because I was not able to. Such was the sense of the love I had for what Jesus Christ had done for me, and also truly understanding the sacrifice and what he went through for me. Today, I want you to know his love has reached out for you. And he has done so much for us and has gone beyond what we could even ask or think or desire. And has made a way for us through the cross to pass through into the grace of God and receive this righteousness of God, being justified by faith. Would you receive it today? Would you call upon him today? Would you allow him to minister to you today and allow his blood to cleanse you and sense that freedom and awareness of God's favor in your life today? Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim my desire to hunger and thirst for righteousness, just as I did that one Sunday when I fell on my knees leading that Bible study. Leading that prayer service, and how you overwhelmed me with that thought and impression of Calvary and your grace. Lord, thank you for the justification of your blood. Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified and made righteous. And I thank you, Lord, that because of the blood of Jesus, I have access to the throne of grace in time of need and a relationship with you that I never want to relinquish. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you were blessed by today's message. I really, when contemplating about it, thought about so many different things, and this fourth aspect of the blood of Jesus is going to be something that I'm going to really be touched in my heart considering ministering to you in the next week or so, and I pray that God will just embed his love within you in such a very special way, and that you'll receive a special instruction, a revelation, an insight in the next few days as we continue on this subject matter of justification and receiving his righteousness. If you need to reach us here at Covenant Grace Ministry, please don't hesitate. You can call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Or visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. I also made an announcement on our website, but Dr. Tice has allowed me to begin to partner with him, and we are going to be working together, and a transition is going to be made that I would be able to help him out as temporarily vice president of Focus Bible College, and then later with another post there. And we are going to work together towards doing some new things at Focus Bible College out of Texarkana, Arkansas. And there's going to be some really cool things that we're going to see happen, and I hope to develop within the Bible College that will help to see a lot of people become involved and churches, etc. And we're going to enjoy seeing a lot of people, I believe, blessed in the future as we engage in a refocused revelation, what God can do with the school, with the students, with one another, with the body of Christ, and us being able to challenge people and see people grow in the grace and knowledge of God. We value your prayers. I value your prayers. And so pray for Focus Bible College and pray for the post. I expected that it was going to be in May that I would be becoming the vice president, but Dr. Tice has chosen earlier. So I am working with him now to try to bring about some, I pray, great transitional items that will be a blessing in the future, and that by September and the new semester that will be coming about, we will just really be having a great time considering what God is doing and the transition that takes place as we actually are going to move the Bible College from Arkansas, where it is, to Florida. And I believe God's going to bless in a special way. So be in prayer about that. I'll talk to you more about that in the future. Hope you enjoyed our message today. God bless you. Thank you for being with us on the prayer line.